We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
The back alley of abortion operating today inside so-called legal abortion clinics.
What I think makes evolutionary theory bad science today is we're not allowing an honest testing of it.
If you're a Christian and you're going to oppose same-sex marriage, we're going to put you in Bigotville and you have to stay there. And if we catch you outside in likable land, then we're going to be very angry about this and punish you for kind of coming into our territory.
I think the liturgy really is children's church. You know, it's especially true when you see people who've lost their memory, who've lost their sight, who don't know how to read. Children who don't know how to read, they can all participate in the liturgy.
Latin teachers and future seminarians, love, issues, etc. Pater Noster, quias in caelis, sanctificat or nomen tuum.
What we like to do as we head into the Christmas break here on Issues Etc. every year, and we've done this for years and years now, we like to kind of set the tone for the Christmas celebration with the simple question that we want you to answer. That simple question is, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're not talking about general Christmas songs like Frosty the Snowman. We're talking about the sacred music of the Christmas season. So what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Mine changes every year, almost every year, and sometimes I have to duke it out for favorite of the year in my mind. We have a precious 12 days of Christmas to sing, really a treasury of hymns in the Christian tradition. What is your favorite one and why? Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois, on this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of December. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. This is our Issues Etc. tradition, the final live hour before our Christmas break. We are asking the question and you are giving the answer. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Listeners with the best votes will receive a brand new CD of 12 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Now, you can answer our question by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Or you can leave your answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember, we want to know which one it is, what hymn, and why it is your favorite this year. facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's begin with some votes from Facebook for Silent Night. David in Creston, Iowa says, Silent Night, as it sounds right, feels right, and is soothing. David, thank you very much for listening in Iowa. In Alabama, down there in Montgomery, John says he's voting for Silent Night because it's an intimate picture reminding me that he came to save not only the entire world, but if I were all alone with no one at all, he would still have come. John, thank you very, very much. Good connection. The reason Christ has come into the world. In O'Fallon, Missouri, Gail says, my favorite hymn is Silent Night because it is the promise of the peace that passeth all understanding in spite of what has come to the Savior in a short 33 years. You're talking there, of course, about his crucifixion there. Let's listen to a little bit of that favorite of some of our listeners, Silent Night.
Thank you.
That's Silent Night. Another vote for that from Longmont, Colorado. David says, even though I seem to keep discovering more and more Christmas hymns each year, I find that no hymn quite touches my heart like Silent Night. I once knew the first stanza auf Deutsch, that is in German. All and all, this tender hymn returns me to Christmas whenever I hear it like no other. David, thanks for listening in Colorado. Let's see what Roberta in Riverside, California has to say. Hi, Roberta.
Hi.
Which is your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
Oh, Savior of the Nations Come. It's technically an Advent hymn, but last year our pastor used it all through Christmas season. And I think it's because it's so old, and it's by a historical figure, Ambrose, St. Ambrose of Milan. And in the first verse, he tells the gospel, and the last is a beautiful doxology. You can't get any better than that.
Roberta, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in California. It's quite true. Ambrose of Milan, and then it was actually expanded on by none other than the reformer Martin Luther. And of course, as I say, all Advent hymns are Christmas hymns, but not all Christmas hymns are Advent hymns. Here's Savior of the Nations Come.
Savior of the Nations Come, show yourself a virgin son. Marvel, heaven, wonder, earth, that our God chose such a birth. Fathers equal you will win, victories for us over sin, mighty eternal.
Savior of the Nations Come. Here are some other votes answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? This one comes from Chicago. Timothy says, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because of the doctrinal content and the beauty of the poetry, but also because of the fabulous arrangements and descant. Peter also votes for Hark the Herald Angels Sing. He says it teaches the incarnation well. That's what hymns ought to do. They ought to teach as well as provide an opportunity for prayer and praise. Marlene listens in Canada. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because although I sing with them here, I look forward to singing with them there in heaven. Marlene, thank you very much for listening in Canada. Doug listens in Seattle. He says, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because it points out the true meaning of the Prince of Peace, God and man reconciled. So many misconceptions about that in our secular and even Christian culture. That's some of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. What is yours? This break is a great time to give us a call and answer that question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of December, the last live hour of Issues, Etc. before the end of the year. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your answer to the question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Listeners with the best vote will get a CD of 12 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. We'll be right back.
I like to think of the deaconess vocation as driven by two things, the love of Christ and the needs of our neighbor.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. James Buescher, Director of Deaconess Studies at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the vocation of deaconess.
First, the deaconess is moved by the love of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. Yet I think we can also see the profound needs around us, broken families, loneliness, despair. Deaconesses help the church to become a true family that manifests the love of Christ in our love for one another and especially for those in need.
For more information on the Deaconess Studies program at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, visit ctsfw.edu or call Concordia Theological Seminary at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155.
Historic, authentic Christian radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here at Elm Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church, you'll find folks just like you, sinners in need of what only Christ can give, the full forgiveness of all of our sins. In a world where change turns things upside down, we serve a Lord who never changes and who has promised to be with us always until the very end of the age. If you find yourself in the Milwaukee suburbs, look us up. Elm Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church is the only Lutheran church in Elm Grove, Wisconsin.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is a Christmas book for children ages 5 through 9. It's titled The Christmas Connection. You can find out more about this new Christmas Arch book at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Christmas Connection by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Your young children, grandchildren, and godchildren will discover the relationship between Jesus' birth and resurrection in The Christmas Connection. 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday, December the 23rd. Our Christmas tradition on the last live hour of Issues Etc. for the year is always to ask our listeners, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're hearing from them and playing their selections here on this Friday afternoon. Oh, Come All You Faithful is among our listeners' favorites. Brian in Luxembourg, Wisconsin says it's been my favorite since childhood. Diana says, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. I needed an uplifting Christmas song all along. Thank you very much, Diana. In Marietta, Georgia, David says, O come all ye faithful, especially sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. And Mary listens in Raleigh, North Carolina, voting for O come all ye faithful because of this. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee all glory be given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. Theologically rich lyrics that I can happily sing in July, says Mary in North Carolina. Let's hear a bit of O come all ye faithful.
Thank you.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, some of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymn on this Friday afternoon. Let's go to Kirkwood, Missouri, see what Andy has to say. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. My song is not a hymn, but it expresses, I think, the spirit of Christmas. And the words are composed in earlier than this century, obviously, and don't mean the same as they meant when they first were written. God rest ye merry gentlemen, I think means God give you peace, gentlemen, because it continues, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Tidings of comfort and joy. And that's my favorite song.
Andy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Let's hear it. God rest ye merry gentlemen, Andy and Kirkwood. That was his favorite Christmas hymn this year. And we're asking that question of you as well. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Julia listens in Agoura Hills, California. What child is this? Because the crucifixion imagery, there's no doubt about that. Paul in Fort Hood, Texas says, I have several at the top of my list, but I have to say, what child is this? It's played on the Christmas radio stations from time to time, but the chorus to the first verse is always sung. That's not broadcast on the radio stations, even on the Christian pop radio stations. The chorus to the second verse, nail spear shall pierce him through the cross, be born for me, for you. It shows that even the crucifixion, resurrection in this nativity carol. Paul, thanks for listening in Texas. Sonia listens in the Netherlands. What child is this? She says, I love this hymn. And Eric tweets from Illinois, what child is this? Beautiful tune, not overly sappy, includes the passion unless it's a butchered version. Those anger me, says Eric in Illinois. Let's hear What Child Is This.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping?
Christmas hymn, What Child Is This? On this Friday afternoon, December the 23rd, we're getting your answers to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. More of your favorite Christmas hymns, we'll actually play them for you on the other side of the break. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
Come listen to Drs. Alvin Schmidt and Roland Elke at the 3rd Annual Concordia Apologetics Conference, Cultures in Collision, Faith and a Fractured World, this March 3rd and 4th at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can register online at www.cuw.edu/apologetics or call 262-243-4343. That's the Concordia Apologetics Conference, March 3rd and 4th at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Are you a homeschool parent looking for help teaching certain subjects? Or do you want your student to study the history, languages, and literature of Western civilization? Memoria Press Online Academy has live online classes with master teachers to help you. Their teachers have years of experience teaching, delighting, and moving students literally from all around the world. Your homeschool year doesn't have to be difficult. Visit MemoriaPressAcademy.com or call 877-745-8866.
Thank you for donating more than $100,000 to Issues Etc. in the past month. And with 2 weeks left in 2016, we're $18,000 short of expenses. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of the year.
Sacramental, historical, liturgical. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and spiritual growth to develop Christian leaders for tomorrow. We provide a Christ-focused alternative to public high schools. Many of our students receive tuition assistance. To help us provide tuition assistance to more students, go to melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
Christians young and old are increasingly pressured to change their beliefs. That's why St. Jude said we need to contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. At the San Antonio Worldview Conference, Confessional Lutherans Jonathan Fisk, Jay Weber, Ryan McPherson, and Craig Parton will unmask the false, direct us to Christ and His Word, and defend the faith. The San Antonio Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 11th, San Antonio, Texas. Visit worldviewsa.org. worldusa.org. Folks, if you're enjoying the Christmas piano bump music that we're playing today, it's from a previous guest on Issues Etc., Kirkmeyer. The CD is titled Light of the World. You can find it on iTunes and Amazon. Light of the World by Kirkmeyer. We're getting your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer it by just giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, December the 23rd, 1-877-623-6943. Sending us an email right here in the studio. We get those in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or leaving your answer to the question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We want to know, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Cheryl is listening in Indianapolis. Which is your favorite and why, Cheryl?
My favorite is We Praise You, Jesus, at Your Birth. It's a Martin Luther hymn, and he has such a good way with words, and he seems to be well able to teach the gospel truth about Jesus. And this, verse 7 says, all this for us our God has done, granting love through His own Son. Therefore, all Christendom rejoice and sing His praise with endless voice. Alleluia!
Cheryl, thank you, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Here it is, We Praise You, Jesus, at Your Birth.
We praise You.
Of course, the reformer Martin Luther absolutely loved the Christmas season, Christmas preaching, the Christmas story, and writing hymns like that. We praise you, Jesus, at your birth for the Christmas celebration. Here are some votes for All My Heart Again Rejoices. This is Stephen in Columbus, Nebraska. He says, an occupational hazard of being a mailman is I've pretty much come to detest most things Christmas. My favorite Christmas hymn is Gerhardt's All My Heart again rejoices. That's in Lutheran Service Book 360. He says, sure, you've got angels singing in verse 1 and the manger in verse 5, but the rest is God taking our sins on the cross, making full atonement, the important stuff, the message of the gospel the church proclaims throughout the year. Stephen, thank you very much. Jerry listens in Princeton, Minnesota. Jerry says, all my heart again rejoices by Paul Gerhardt. I love especially the verse that begins, hark a voice from yonder manger, and ends with infant Christ saying, brethren, from all ills that grieve you, you are freed. All you need, I will surely give you. Let's hear that. All my heart again rejoices. My heart this night rejoices. Paul Gerhardt did write some fantastic hymns, didn't he? That's a favorite of some of our listeners on this Friday afternoon, December the 23rd. We're asking that question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or leave your answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, for a long time, one of my favorites, and it's always right up there near the top, is Of the Father's Love Begotten. Sabine in Canada agrees. I was received into membership of the Lutheran Church of Canada on December 20th last year, Sabine writes. What a special Advent and Christmas it was for me. Learning beautiful hymns that were new to me through issues, etc. Last year, my favorite one was Of the Father's Love Begotten. This year, it's the same. I love the simple yet pretty tune. It is, by the way, an ancient tune. And it's a very effective vehicle for the rich theology of the lyrics, which never let us settle for the mere sentimentality of the baby born to the young virgin and laid in a manger. Who exactly that baby was and is and always will be, that is the focus of this hymn. This is what Christmas is all about, says Sabine. Derek agrees in Wichita, Kansas. He says, my favorite, Of the Father's Love Begotten, such a beautiful marriage of a beautiful text and simple chant-like melody. The first six verses flood the mind with so many stories of the scriptures, and then the seventh praises the Holy Trinity. That seventh verse causes tears every single Christmas Eve. And William in Kyle, Texas says, I really like Of the Father's Love Begotten. It reminds us of the Old Testament pouring toward Christ, especially the third verse. I look forward to hearing all of the great hymns Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Of the Father's love begotten, there the world began to be. He is Alpha and Omega, the last.
you can see why that is one of my perennial favorite Christmas hymns. Of the Father's Love Begotten, live this Friday, December the 23rd. We're asking for your answer to that question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? This break is a great time to give us a call and answer that question. 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, leave your answer there. Facebook.com/issuesetc or send us an email. talkback@issuesetc.org.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Are you looking for a last-minute Christmas gift? Reformation Gear has produced a new Martin Luther plush figure featuring the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. ReformationGear.com. The new Martin Luther plush figure, ReformationGear.com.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday afternoon, December the 23rd. We're answering, actually, you're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Since it's our last live hour of Issues Etc. in 2016, let me remind you that Issues Etc. is listener-supported. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again, Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening and thanks for keeping Issues Etc. in mind at the end of 2016. Here is another Paul Gerhardt hymn that has emerged as a favorite of some of our listeners. O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, Alyssa in Rabbit City, South Dakota. It's an old Lutheran hymn that is unfortunately not sung much. It doesn't focus on the animal stable or the other stories, but is doctrinally sound and focuses on what Christmas is all about, Christ the Savior. At the same time, it's a hymn that is so comforting in all situations and seasons of life, not just at Christmas. Thank you very much for listening in South Dakota, Alyssa. Aaron listens in Iuka, Illinois. Paul Gerhardt presents in a beautiful and objective reality of the salvation of our flesh through the humility and miracle of the Incarnation. He causes the hearers and the singers to pause and ponder in wonderment that the humble manger in simple, weak flesh lies there, the Word of God, the Creator, the Master of all. He's joined himself to our weakness to take our guilt. In the birth of God's Son, Satan's deceptions and the threat of hell are rebuked and silenced. And now the believer can hold fast to God's love for the sake of Christ. Even as he has joined himself in our weakness, we can look toward him, joining us to his glory at the last. This manger of Jesus, then, is our treasure, our paradise, our place of rest as we rest in Jesus Christ. The tune also matches the words very well, so that in this hymn, we end up with a lullaby. Not a lullaby for baby Jesus, like so many others, but a lullaby for us. Aaron, thank you very much for listening in Illinois. Let's hear this Paul Gerhardt hymn, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is. Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is by Paul Gerhardt, some of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymn. We're answering that question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? And we still have lots of your votes and plenty of great Christmas music. So we're going to work a little overtime and continue What's Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why on the other side of the break. You can still get in your vote for your favorite Christmas hymn. Tell us why. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your answer to the question. talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet at issuesetc. Or leave your answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? More on the other side of the break. Now, all of the music that you have heard today will be prominently featured on our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. We'll begin streaming sacred Christmas music at 6 Central tonight and through the 12 days of Christmas. Christmas Eve has dawned somewhere, and we'll start that Christmas music at LutheranPublicRadio.org and on the LPR mobile app. We'll be right back.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstadt.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. In our last live hour of broadcasting here before the Christmas break on this Friday, December the 23rd, we're holding with our Issues Etc. Christmas tradition, asking you to answer the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can give us an answer to that question, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send your answer to us via Twitter at issuesetc. Michael in Strasburg, Illinois says, it's not a hymn, but a carol. It's from Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols. The poetry of the lyrical juxtaposing the humble stable and the tender skin of the newborn with the hardened battlements and tempered shield jog you out of the emotional sentimentality that accompanies any birth and points you to what is particular about this birth, Jesus' battle with sin, death, and the devil. The brilliant music, especially the echo effects that grow through stanzas 2 and 3, get my pulse racing every time I hear it. Then all the voices unite in unison to make sure you get the point summed up in the final phrase of this carol. If thou wilt foil thy foes with joy, then flit not from this heavenly boy. Satan is defeated in the battle by the joyful redemption that is ours in Jesus Christ. That is the real meaning of Christmas, Charlie Brown, says Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. Of course, he's talking about the fantastic Christmas carol called This Little Babe.
This little babe, so few days old, has come to ride for Satan's hold. None of that is present sway, though he himself for cold and shake, for in this week God our advice, the gates of hell he will surprise. With tears he flies, our lips are feet, in his restless little sorrow shoes, that we shall and his cries, there's a snow soft singing by his eyes, his watch of angels and soul is holy, and he with pleasure his warriors
the Christmas Carol, This Little Babe. Michael, thank you very much for that vote. That was my favorite a couple of years ago as well. It is amazing. Just Google those lyrics and read them. They will focus your mind and your heart on what Christ has come to do, even in his infancy. Marilyn listens in Wheaton, Illinois, voting for Joy to the World because it starts by coming down the scale and reminds me that Jesus came down to be with his people and deliver them from their sins. To the World, some of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymn this Christmas. We're answering that question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc. Here's a great one. I just love the title. It's amazing and evocative. It's Where Shepherds Lately Knelt. Bonnie says, because of the doctrine and the melody is so beautiful. David in Toma, Wisconsin says, Where Shepherds Lately Knelt, the gospel is summed up beautifully in the words, unasked, unforced, unearned, for me, and not alone for me. Let's hear it.
But there is good.
You kind of forget how good those are until you hear them again. That's where Shepherds Lately Knelt. This one is from David in Troy, Michigan. He says, my new favorite is Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light, which is Lutheran Service Book 378. The text is by Johann Rist, and the melody was composed by Johann Schopp, and harmonization of the melody was composed by J.S. Bach. That's some pretty heady company right there. He says, I love the text for showing how Christ's birth brings light to a world shrouded in darkness. Plus, I'm practicing it to sing on Christmas morning as a member of the choir of Ascension of Christ Lutheran Church in Beverly Hills, Michigan. David in Troy, Michigan, thank you very much. Let's hear Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light. That is Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light, a favorite of some of our listeners for the Christmas season. Here's one that is always a favorite of our listeners, O Holy Night. Karen in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky says, falling on our knees is powerful. Mary Jo in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, my favorite Christmas song is O Holy Night. From November 23rd to December 20th, my mom was dying of cancer. She passed away on December 20th. I can vividly remember hearing this song one of the days during this time, and it made me happy and sad. To this day, whenever I hear this song, it reminds me of this season in my life, 29 years ago. Paul listens in Boston. He says his favorite, O Holy Night, especially when it gets to fall on your knees, always gets me nearly to tears at the height of the music to be called to kneel before the infant king. And in Sweden, Andrea agrees, says in Swedish, O Helga Not, O Holy Night. Let's listen to it.
Thank you.
That's O Holy Night. Angels We Have Heard on High is a favorite from Bob in California. This is what he says. Angels We Have Heard on High, because of the soaring Gloria in the tenor line, singing it is the high point of our Christmas Eve services for me. Let's listen as well.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing our thanks, and the mountains in light echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria, 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 Gloria in excelsis Deo.
We had a four-way tie for your favorite Christmas hymn in 2016, but Samuel in Tacoma, Washington puts Hark the Herald Angels Sing over the top with this vote. This year it is Hark the Herald for its teaching of the Incarnation, reconciliation, resurrection, and other deep theological teachings, but also for its depth of biblical imagery, thus showing us how thoroughly Scripture all points to Jesus. Let's hear your favorite Christmas hymn this year, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Joyful, we worship Christ.
That's the winner this year, 2016, of your favorite Christmas hymn. Now, the winner of the LPR Choir CDs that we're giving away, I'm going to give away six of them. Mary in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesztc.org, we will send you the Lutheran Public Radio Choir CD of 12 hymns, along with Mary, Michael in Strasburg, Paul in Fort Hood, Texas, Stephen in Columbus, Nebraska, Sabine in Canada, and Aaron in Iuka, Illinois. All of you get the CD. Just send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for voting for your favorite Christmas hymn in 2016. Now, since we went over and you stuck with us, go to LutheranPublicRadio.org right now. We're going to switch from sacred Advent music to sacred Christmas music. Christmas Eve has dawned on earth, and so we are going to start our Christmas music at LutheranPublicRadio.org and on the LPR mobile app, Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season. It starts right now. It's great to sing these hymns in your house, to listen to them during the Christmas season. I strongly encourage you to do that. That's fantastic. They are a constant reminder of the heart of the gospel, that God has taken on human flesh through the path of the Virgin's womb to the cross and the grave for the salvation of the whole world. But you want to meet him in person? You want to not only sing about kneeling in his presence, but actually kneel in his presence? Then go to church. That's where he is. That's why we go to church on Christmas. That's why we go to church anytime. It's because Christ has promised to be there. The very Christ who was in that manger before those shepherds, before Mary and Joseph, who was on that cross, in that tomb, and out alive after 3 days, he is there every Lord's Day in his word and sacrament. You could go kneel in his presence, not only Christmas Day, but all year round. I'm Todd Wilkin. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And as usual, thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.